Man, we can just turn the thing on and let her go and forget it. What rooms did you have in your house on the ranch?
Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the bath.
Hmm. What were these rooms? Kitchen and...
Well, there's a living room and 3 bedrooms and a dining room, a breakfast room, kitchen, and a bath.
Mm-hmm. And how did you heat it?
Butane.
How did you heat your ranch house when you were young?
Oh, wood, mesquite wood.
What did you burn this in?
Well, we burned in the fireplace a long time, then we finally got a wood stove. But we used a fireplace for a long time.
Where did the smoke go when you had the fireplace?
It goes up the chimney. There's a chimney right to the back of the fire, and it goes right up. And there's a suction, pulls the smoke right out.
And on this chimney, what did you call a flat part down in front?
The hearth.
Uh-huh. And you had some metal things there that would hold these logs in?
Yeah, and irons.
Uh-huh. And over the chimney where you had your clock, perhaps, or some pictures?
Yeah, we didn't up the ranch, no. We did over at Granite home place, but up the ranch we didn't have any.
Uh-huh.
We had a mantle over the Granite there, the home place where I was raised. Mm-hmm.
Did you put a large piece of wood at the back
on
the fireplace?
Yeah, a big back log.
Uh-huh.
And probably cut that out of green timber and found one of those logs that burned for a week before it burned up.
Hmm. Keep the fire going.
Yeah. We bank it every night with ashes and cover that backlog up, you see.
When you were a boy, did your mother use the ashes for anything? Am I talking too loud now?
No. Used for what?
Did she use the ashes for anything when you were a boy?
No.
She
didn't use them for anything. Some people, I think, made lye of them and all, but she never did.
Mm-hmm. Did they do anything with this lye? Put it on corn, for instance, or?
Well, I understand that's the way they did. I've never seen any done that way, but I understand that's what they did with it.
And if your fire went out, what did you use to start it? Pieces of sticks and pieces of wood that you...
Well, we generally get some little dry wood and some little cedar over there at Granite, some dry cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And generally cover, have a few coals left and put them on the coals. It didn't take long to start a fire. You'd have one going a little while.
Did you call this wood anything that you put on there?
No.
Kindling or kindling? Or?
Well, we called it kindling, yeah. We have some kindling. I had to start a fire every morning.
Did you ever burn coal?
Yes, later on we burned coal.
When did you carry that in?
Oh, we had coal scuttles and coal.
And did you have to clean your chimney?
Well, once in a while it would, yeah, it'd get stopped up, especially in the fall of the year. We'd go up and take a long stick with a mop on it and run down there and pull the cobwebs and things out of there and clean it out, you see.
Did that black stuff in there give you any trouble?
No, if you clean it out, it'll all go out the top of the chimney.
Uh-huh. What did you call that old black stuff?
A soot.
Uh-huh. And what furniture did you have in your house? Well, let's say when you were a young man.
Oh, we had a big old home comfort range and a homemade dining table. And kitchen table was homemade in there, and we had a safe, a big old safe.
Mm.
And bedrooms, we didn't have too much in furniture in there. We had beds and maybe a rocking chair and center table, something like that. I remember later on we got an old folding bed. Bought a folding bed and put it in one of the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Where we'd fold it up and get it out.